This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you go and we watch Mike McDaniel get fired, and I would kind of be surprised at this point if he does, but if Mike McDaniel doesn't land a head coaching job, I think you could do a lot worse than Mike McDaniel as your offensive coordinator, Schwartz sticking around as your DC, and then maybe a leader of men type as your actual head coach.
I mean, in every scenario we've laid out, as long as I've done it with Schwartz as the DC and then McDaniel as the OC, and then I could have put, Barney the Purple Dinosaur is the head coach, and you would have been like, all right. Like, I feel like in every scenario I've laid out, as long as
I think Barney's a leader of men.
As long as he might be. Doesn't talk much. But as long as...
Talks too much.
As long as we have those two, he's got songs. As long as there's like those two in place, then I feel like you were fine with it.
Hey, Barney, what happened there on third down? I love you. Barney, just answer the freaking question.
He's got optimism. He's always filled with a positive spirit. Coach Riz would love him. Is Coach Riz really Barney? Is that all this
216,
is that we just discovered?
474-0092.
No, but for real, though. Like, I think at one point I threw out Mike McCarthy and just to see how you would react to it. And it was Mike McCarthy with those two as the setup. And you're like, cool, great, whatever, let's do it. Because that is from a coordinator standpoint, that is a winning combo. But at this spot, what would happen is I think there's going to be too many open jobs for someone like McDaniel.
Yeah.
And I'm giving him the Stefanski treatment in many ways. So I'm sure there's some Dolphins radio host that hates that this is my thought on this, but it's my thought on it. There's enough open jobs, he'll probably land one of them.
I actually think if you said right now, Stefanski and McDaniel both get fired, and I want it on the record, I don't think McDaniel's getting fired, but we'll see. They've got to figure out who the GM's going to be.
Who's got the leg up for the Giants job?
No. Who do you think definitively gets a job? I would say Kevin's got an 85% chance to get a job. I would put Mike McDaniel's like a 50-50. I think he's been covered on a national level negatively more than Kevin has.
But only recently, though. It really took, like, in the last year for that to really just all the glaze to wear off of him. He was as much of a media darling as anybody for the first couple years in Miami.
Yeah, but, there were people thinking he was going to get fired week one.
Talked about it. I mean,
so,
yeah.
It's interesting. I do think, listen.
At that point, a lot of people were very wrong in thinking that Tua would win out that power battle, too, though.
No, Tua, you and I both know that the wheels of perception drive things for the head coaching market more than anything.
Right.
Which is why it's so flawed. Why do you see guys fail so often? It's because it's driven off perception and not the work the team actually does, getting to know the head coach and figuring out what they think and how they fit into their picture and what their structure is.
Yeah.
I think the wheels of perception right now, I mean, even in that This Is Football podcast, when Jeremy Fowler talked about Kevin Stefanski, he was like, well, sure, 3-win seasons, you know, 7 wins in 2 years. Well, sure, the bad offenses. And I was like, what the hell are we sharing? No, those are things. Those are things that are at his feet. But a majority of the NFL, a majority, what is it? It's that line Albert gives us every, well, I still think he's a good head coach, but I think maybe it's run its course in Cleveland. That's as bad as Kevin has got in terms of getting knocked. And he's got 7 wins in 2 years. I think that tells you that he could come out, give him the old honka honka on the sidelines of the 50-yard line on Sunday. Then I think people would be like, it really showed a lot of spirit with Kevin. Like, I think his perception is about as pristine as you can get, despite the failure that they've had.
But he also has the idea that he gets a fallback on just blaming the Haslams. Like, does McDaniel get that same fallback?
No,
Stephen Ross and company's a mess, but they're not that big of a mess.
Well, they also didn't pay Deshaun Watson a fully guaranteed contract, which I think the NFL still wants. And when I say NFL, I'm talking broadly, but the NFL still wants to punish the Haslams.
Stefanski feels like he has way more. He gets way more. This wasn't my fault. Points. Than McDaniel does.
Yes.
And McDaniel, by the way, in many ways, he does get credit for making someone that everyone feels is a backup quarterback now in Tua and turning him into more than serviceable. And at times you wondered, is Tua one of the better quarterbacks out of that draft class that featured Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert and Jalen Hurts, which is insane to think about.
So maybe I'll double back on this, because I did ask you straight up, all right, Kevin Stefanski or Mike McDaniel, who do you want as head coach? I would look at Mike McDaniel and Kevin Stefanski. If you said that Jim Schwartz was my DC and that's sticking, it's a push to me. Like, there's some version of the same guy.
I called him hipster Stefanski.
I'll be honest with you. I even think Mike McDaniel's O-line guy is vastly overrated, Frank Smith, so I don't think you're getting better there.
So, doesn't that also scare you, though? Like, if they actually really love Stefanski, but they knew that there had to be some sort of change, if Stefanski and McDaniel's the Spider-Man meme pointing at each other, doesn't that scare you a little bit?
Yes, unless the change really comes from Kevin. Like, I think there's a perception out there. Again, wheels of perception. Who knows what's true and what's not? There's a perception that Kevin might be more done with the Browns than the Browns are done with Kevin.
That should only further what we're talking about, though. Like, if Kevin's the one that's done and they have this, let's say if we have this all twisted, Kevin's the one that's done and they have this long-lasting love affair with Stefanski. That's why he's been here for 6 years and they just want another Stefanski. Wouldn't that point you right to McDaniel?
Right to him or Clint Kubiak, or there's another name that every time I hear it, I'm like, oh, that's just another Stefanski. Oh, Grant Udinski, the OC for Danville, is like 29
McDaniel,
years old.
McDaniel is as close as you're going to get in this conversation to what Stefanski is. And so because of that, I do feel like if in fact on Friday when they sit down, Stefanski's like, I could do better than here. You guys screwed me over. I can do better than here. I want to see what I can do elsewhere. Maybe there's a part of them that is drawn to what McDaniel is, because he offers up the same things. Now, one difference in this, and one thing that McDaniel, if we're talking about going on the open market.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay per listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Market, fun press conferences.
One thing that he had, well, definitely. I mean, he's just a wild card.
We'd
with
make
those.
A lot of fun of Mike McDaniel, though.
Well, you know what
we
it
would.
Is? We discover a lot of things that I know going, because I just listen to all these stupid things, but I feel like not everyone is hip to, is the idea that his press conferences, he can't complete sentences.
Yeah.
Yeah. He just ums his way through the entire thing. Like, he doesn't speak coherently at all.
It's not where he wins.
Not in the slightest bit. But every now and then he'll make, like, a reference to a Tupac song, so people think it's fun and cheeky. It's a weird sleight of hand that he's got
there.
He's
going to have to switch it to Wu-Tang here, because
And he wears jorts, and he vapes on the sidelines. What a wacky fellow. I mean, he is. He's a hipster. That's what he is. But
there's no fight. There's really no pushing back on those allegations.
The one thing he's got that at least Stefanski doesn't in some of these conversations is the Shanahan tree.
No, I think that's fair.
People will always be drawn to the Shanahan tree. They'll always be drawn even to the slight little McVay connection he has in Washington and the time they spent together as well. But they're going to be drawn to the tree. And what is won out in recent years in the NFL is, are you a McVay disciple? Are you a Shanahan disciple? And if you're either or, you get the leg up in these convos.
And the offensive difference is, one, Mike has always been one of the guys pushing the use of motion in NFL to vomit-inducing level. Like, he uses it all the time. As a matter of fact, if you remember a couple years ago, not a lot of Shanahan acolytes get the best of Jim Schwartz. He stymied the Browns defense. I can't remember if that was Woods' last year or Schwartz's first year, though, in memory. Just trying to think off the top of my head. And I also think what I really like that McDaniel does, that's an extension of the Shanahan tree. And again, I think it's a push. But just the thing that I would like different is I love how they use similar concepts, similar structures, and do multiple plays out of that, which between that and motion can really catch defenses off guard. Mm-hmm. Like, I think you really have to coach against McDaniel's offense. Even now, with as bad as they've been, they were still trying to do stuff with Tua. He was just so bad. He was so unplayable. It wasn't working.
Yeah.
I don't think we've seen that from Kevin for 3 or 4 years. And whether that's a quarterback's fault or whether it's, you know, Kevin just got beaten down by the job, which is another thing that's been kind of thrown out there by certain people. Whatever it is, McDaniel's lost. McDaniel has had some struggles there, but he never stopped creating. He never stopped doing the things that you like to see offensively. That is some level of a win that he has that Kevin doesn't.
No, definitely. There's a few different things that you got to like, but ultimately,
it does feel like the push of all pushes, though. I think that's the frustrating thing.
It just feels like if this is a trial balloon for how the reaction would go, it felt like everyone met it with a big meh today. But I also look at it and say, I don't know that you're doing or getting much better.
Now, would you like to be outraged by something real quickly?
Sure.
So Kevin Stefanski might be coaching for his job on Sunday. It might have already been decided. We'll find out. Right around Sunday or Monday here. That's where you're going to want to stick it tuned. To 92.3 The Fan, and
you
Peddler on the Roof, one of my favorite plays.
Yeah, a real classic.
Starring John Lovitz. It's great. he's very funny. But today the Browns put Wyatt Teller on IR, and it does feel like he's not going to play in the season finale. It does feel like there's a great potential that this is the last we've seen of Wyatt and Brown and Orange, given that he's going into free agency this offseason. And Kevin Stefanski spoke to that today.
For it to end with an injury for Wyatt. He fought, rehabbed very hard to get back to play in that one, then re-aggravated that injury early in that game. So that was disappointing for him and for us. Obviously, you know, played through a lot of injuries before in the past as well. Has played really good football for us. So, you know, but disappointed that it ended, you know, a week early.
So a lot of people saw this and said, well, we're disappointed in you for how you treated Wyatt. I'm more disappointed in Kevin when it comes to Wyatt, because I don't think Kevin was behind the benching of Wyatt Teller, but he didn't stop it. And I will say, like, that to me, it's one thing that, oh, the front office is pushing this stuff on me and I can only do so much. Yeah, okay, but when it comes to something like how you treat a almost 10-year veteran who's been the backbone of your offensive line, who's been one of the hearts of your locker room, like this, I don't bash Kevin for saying this, because he did this. I bashed him because he didn't stop the front office from doing it.
Yeah, I didn't like how he phrased it. He made it a little bit more clear in the audio. I didn't like at the end, it just caused it disappointing. It's like when I feel like you have control over something, and to make that the claim just seemed a little off. I saw Carly's Instagram post or TikTok post yesterday, and that made it seem like that was almost, this is almost as good as done.
Yeah.
And so, like, there's a lot to this story that is going to sit in a very uneasy way for for a lot of fans, as it rightfully should.
And I think that's
shouldn't treat people this way.
So, and I think that's my frustration with Andrew Berry sticking here. And that was another Fowler thing, that Andrew Berry's not operating like a GM that's going anywhere. So it seems like it would be a surprise if Andrew Berry got fired this next week. I think my only problem, there's a lot of problems you can have because of the Deshaun stuff, because of roster construction.
Mm-hmm.
I think the number one, the only, for all the other stuff on some level I can forgive, because for every bad trade I have a Tyson Campbell. For every bad trade I have an Amari Cooper. You do have an incredible draft class this last year.
At least we have those now, by the way. For a while we didn't have those.
The idea that Andrew might have been behind how Wyatt was treated really does upset me. And that's, honestly, again, that's not logic talking. That is emotion, that is fandom. But that, to me, is
some logic built in there.
As fireable as anything else.
But there is some logic built in there. Because anyone with a brain could sit back and say, why are you rotating with Tevin Jenkins? Like, this doesn't make sense. Especially when Tevin Jenkins is not going to be on the team next year, more likely than not as well. Maybe you give him a deal, but you don't have to.
NFL complaints and LeBron being wistful.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.